Push him too far. That's Lou Gramm and Foreigner. Don't know why that song's been on my mind lately, but it has. So pulled that out from the debut Foreigner album. Hard to believe that was 41 years ago. At War with the World, I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and you are checking out episode 55 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. Thanks for coming back for another episode and another dose of some great rock and roll. Got a lot of new things I'm excited about playing for you today, including something from a Chicago band that I haven't played before. The band is called Quick Change. They've been around for a while and did a few different demos and things like that. But in 2001, they released a CD called Money, Lust, and Greed. This is a tune called My Hands.
We'll be right back.
Change, Chicago Rockers, with a tune called My Hands. And we're going to keep things rolling now with some Midwest Rockers, Hurricane Alice. They're out of Minnesota, and back around 1990, well, in 1990, they put out their one and only album called Tear the House Down. This is a tune called Wild, Young, and Crazy. Young and Crazy, Hurricane Alice, a band out of Minnesota that to date has only released one record. They had broken up for quite a while, but I believe they've reunited the original band, and maybe they'll be playing some gigs. Maybe they'll even put out a new record. We'll see what happens in the world of Hurricane Alice. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and this is episode 55 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. And next up, we've got some brand new music from the upcoming Judas Priest album. They've got a new record coming out, I believe March 9th is going to be the release date. The album's called Firepower. But some sad news out of the Judas Priest camp. You've probably heard about it, but Glenn Tipton got diagnosed with Parkinson's disease about 10 years ago, and now he is, you know, the disease is progressing a little bit. So he did work on this record with Judas Priest. Does not look like he'll be touring with the band. He himself has requested a guitar player named Andy Sneap to take over the live dates. He may play a song or two, but probably not an entire set. And he was quoted as saying, "I want everyone to know that it's vital that the Judas Priest tour go ahead and that I am not leaving the band. It's simply that my role has changed. I don't rule out the chance to go on stage as and when I feel able to blast out some Priest. So at some point in the not-too-distant future, I'm really looking forward to seeing all my wonderful metal maniacs again." So that's a quote from Glenn. The tour is kicking off in March as well, so we'll see how it goes. Sorry to hear that about Glenn Tipton. But meanwhile, why don't you enjoy some brand-new Judas Priest. This is a tune called Lightning Strike. Almighty Priest from their upcoming release, Firepower. That's Lightning Strike. And Gary, that listens to this podcast, is a huge Judas Priest fan. So Gary, can't wait to hear what you think of this new song. There's another one, too, that I've got from the new record that I'll play next week. But I, for one, am looking forward to the new release. All right, we're going to dip back in time again. We're going to go back to 1990 for another tune. Udo Dirkschneider from Accept in 1990 had a release called Faceless World. This is a tune called Heart of Gold.
Thank you.
with his Heart of Gold from 1990's Faceless World, sounding a little different than Neil Young's Heart of Gold. We're going to keep the rock rolling now with something brand new from an album that came out last week. It's a band that's going by the name of Corleone out of Switzerland, but it's actually the lead guitar player from a band called Gothard, or Gotthard, depending on how you want to pronounce their name. It's G-O-T-T-H-A-R-D. They've been making records in Switzerland for quite a while. And so the guitar player, to celebrate 25 years of that band, has put together a project that includes a new song and pays tribute to some of the songs that the band has done over the past 25 years. So he just called it Corleone. And it's great. Great singer on this project. So take a listen from Corleone. This is a tune called Fire Dance.
Fire Dance. It's a fire dance. Yeah!
Take me.
Another Dance from Corleone off their just-released album called The Greatest Hits, Part 1, some Switzerland rock and roll. And the singer on that, I don't know what you thought, but I think his pipes are great. His name's Ronnie Romero. So be on the lookout for that Corleone Fire Dance, the name of that song. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and we're going to keep things rolling along here on the Radio Bypass Podcast and pay a little tribute to George Harrison from the Beatles. He would have turned 74 years old as I record this today. And we got a little tribute to him from Craig Goldie and Rudy Sarzo doing a version of Taxman. Birthday George Harrison. It's one of his compositions, Taxman, done by Craig Goldie, Rudy Sarzo, and Michael Wilton and Jeff Tate from Queensryche are in the mix on that tune as well. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You have been listening to episode 55 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. Thanks for coming by and checking out another episode. And as I like to remind you guys every once in a while, if you've got any feedback on this show, You can always send an email to ralph@radiobypass.com. And I also did create a Radio Bypass Facebook page as well. You can drop me a note there if you like. Let me know what you're liking, what you're not, what you'd like to hear. I'm happy to do what I can to see if I can play anything that you like, because the purpose of this podcast is trying to play music that's ignored by the radio, both from the past and the present. Hopefully, every once in a while, you'll hear a new band on here that you haven't heard anywhere else, and you'll go out there and support that band, because there's still guys out there making great music and probably barely surviving, because there's no way to make money hardly in the record business anymore, other than live gigs. That's about it. So if you do like one of these bands, buy their CD. Don't download it, because physical purchase helps the bands just a little bit as well. So again, thanks for listening, and I'm going to have to get out of here for today. We've got another birthday out there, one of my friends, Paul, that listens to this podcast every week. His birthday's coming up on Tuesday, so I'm going to leave you with a song dedicated to Paul that I think you'll all dig. It's from Testament. This is a tune called Brotherhood of the Snake from an album they put out in 2016 of the same name. Rock on, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.